broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I don't know. He's like the king of Stamford. How can you come to Stamford without talking to PJ from Hey Stamford? Well, first of all, thanks for always being on the show.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
Of course.
And here at Elm Street Diner, I love it.
I know. You and John are like besties.
The best.
You are. I know. It was funny because I say to John, I'm like, hey, recommendations, you know, because I always love to hear, obviously, from the people who live and work and are Stamford. And he's like, you have PJ coming on, right? I'm like, I would never be here without your boyfriend.
You.
Of course, I would never come here and not invite him to be on the show. Of course. I love it. I love it here. I love you guys. We have to talk about our humble beginnings, though, how you and I became friends.
We should.
You,
and I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's still sorry. Many, many years later, PJ gave me what I like to call a news heart attack. How many years ago now? I don't
like
even know.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yep. I'm still recovering. therapy's going well. You didn't ask, but it's going well. And you make these, first of all, you're very well known because you have these incredible social media platforms. You also have an awesome podcast, which thank you again for letting me be
my
a guest.
My two favorite guests.
Your mom was on recently.
She was.
She's awesome. Your mom is amazing.
Like, she was a great guest.
Amazing. Yeah. Seriously. But I had found you had an April Fool's joke, and I didn't even think, you know, put two and two together that it was on April Fool's, and you had made this whole post about there's a casino coming to Stamford, and I'm like, guys, all hands on deck. We're going to break this news. I saw it on Hey Stamford. And BJ's like, hey, that's actually not real. I was so mad, but then I'm like, wait, I need to know this man. And I'm so glad I've gotten to know you over the years.
It's been wonderful. Yeah.
Why Hey Stamford? I mean, talk about your brand. It's blown up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm born and raised here. I'm proud of where I'm from. We have a long kind of lineage in Stamford. And it's just been really fun to highlight. Like I said, born and raised here, there's so many great things here, and they were never really talked about. So for me, this was an opportunity just to highlight the city I call home.
But you're an incredible content creator, and I think what I like about the work that you do is you're super relatable. Like, where you were a week ago, you're hanging out with Mariano Rivera, who is arguably, and I am a Yankees fan, arguably the greatest closer in MLB history.
No doubt about it.
And you're just casually, I mean, your video is like a minute long, but you pack it with so much information. You're super conversational. You're super chill. I don't know how you do it. I need to learn from you. I don't know how you got to the point that you're at with content creation, but it's amazing. And that's why you have
Thank
such
you.
A following.
It's a lot of learning moments, and it's you kind of understand the rhythm of what people are looking for. And, you know, I know that I'm not going to sit through a 2-3 minute reel, right? Like, you want to get all that information all within like 45-60 seconds. So
yeah,
it's important.
Yeah. Well, you do it, and you do it very well. And like I said, you have a podcast, which I don't, when did you launch that?
It's fairly new. I'm about 20 episodes in. Launched end of 2025.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's going strong, and people can check that out certainly.
Yeah.
And we'll give all of your social, your tags and the websites and all the things. This is where I start to sound like way too outdated, but it's true because people should follow you. You are so in the know. Honestly, a lot of the times I find out my Stamford news, I'll just check your Instagram page. That's what I will do.
That's what it's there for. That I love to hear that.
Yeah, but how do you know everything going on? Like, that's fine. You were born and raised here, but how do you know all the ins and outs of Stamford?
I like to keep my ear to the ground.
Clearly.
You know, being lucky enough to be raised here, I have a lot of friends that are local business owners or are doing things locally that it's just fun to talk about. So,
full disclosure, I may or may not have... I did. I'm not joking. Because you have so many amazing ideas and there are so many great events that are coming up. You have a great event, which I want to talk about as well. But, you know, does it ever get overwhelming? I mean, it seems like you have to be on top of this brand, I would think, every single day.
Yeah.
You got to be in the know.
Yeah, it's important to stay on top of it. You know, I'm checking my phone constantly. I get a lot of emails. And, you know, it's trying to figure out what's important to what my, you know, listeners are looking for. So,
yeah. Well, despite your April Fool's jokes, I do think what is unique about your brand is that you really do focus on the things that I think, unfortunately, a lot of news outlets don't, which is local, which is community-based, which are things that matter to the average person in Stamford and the surrounding area. So I want to personally thank you for doing
that.
Thank you. It matters.
You know, local is so important. And just, you know, to talk to a local business owner and hear them say, like, hey, that post helped me, or so many people came in after that, that means the world to me.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, it makes a difference. It really does. And I think people crave that. I think that's why, again, you know, poor PJ is going to walk out of here and his head's going to be the size of the restaurant. But I do think that's why your channel is so popular, because people crave local news and they want to know what's going on every weekend or at, you know, whatever's happening in Stamford. And you're just very on it. And so thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
It matters. Upcoming events, including one that you have a very big hand in.
Yeah.
Want to make sure people know about it.
Yeah,
what's
absolutely
going on?
Just this week, we announced the initial lineup for Summer in the Park, which is taking place in Mill River Park. This is the second year we're branding it under the Summer in the Park umbrella. We have some amazing hip-hop artists. We have some EDM DJs coming. We got the Hey Stamford Food Festival coming back. So we're really excited about this summer.
Yeah. I mean, and so we have to kind of address, obviously, how we got to this new event was that for a very long time, we had a Live at 5 in Stamford that no longer is here. But tell us about last year to now this year, bringing it back a second year and the success of it, but also any changes, any tweaks that were made?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Alive at 5 was such an institution in this area for so long, and they kind of faded away, as things tend to do sometimes. We had an opportunity. We've been doing the Hey Stamford Food Festival for a number of years, and as Alive at 5 kind of transitioned out, we saw an opportunity to grow a little bit and add more acts, and we went from basically a two-weekend event to over 3 to 4 weekends, and this summer we'll hit 4 weekends again.
That's so exciting. Yeah. And so you just came out with the lineup this week?
This week, yep.
Did I miss that? I don't think I put that on my Weeby news. Wait, did you announce that? Shoot. Okay.
We just announced it socially. We didn't send out any releases yet. That's out today.
You know me. Come on.
But there's a website, heystamford.com.
That I do
check
follow.
It out.
Yeah.
But we have Two Friends is an EDM group that are so popular in the area, and they got a great response yesterday when we announced them. Ja Rule and Ashanti are coming this summer, which we're excited about.
Are we going to that, D?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic.
D will be there.
Perfect. D will be there. She's already got tickets somehow. We only announced it hours ago, but she's already going. That's
she knows someone.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Fair. Is it Steve? Where did Steve Soylent go? It's you, Steve. You're the reason. Continue. Yeah, sorry.
And then later on today, we're announcing some new special guests joining us this summer. So we're looking forward to a great summer.
You're going to put me in such an uncomfortable position. Are you serious? You're going to make an announcement later when you're on a radio show and you're not going to make the announcement here? Are you joking?
Listen, I'll give you one of the artists that we have coming this summer.
Oh, thanks, PJ. I mean, you did that to yourself. You teed yourself up. You could have been like, hey, and something else is coming, but you can't say later today.
We have an artist. His name is Fat Joe coming over this summer. He's going to be joining us at Mill River Park. So we're excited to have him join us.
Like Fat Joe?
Yeah.
Like the real Fat Joe?
Yes.
Wait, are you joking? Wait, are you being serious right now? Oh my gosh, I'm pretty sure 10-year-old Melissa just freaked out right now. Wait, for real? When is he going to be here? How do I get Steve? I want to be on that list.
Wait, Steve will make it happen.
That's amazing. So how do you even get that kind of talent here? Are you kidding?
The event is produced
by... Not that Ja Rule and Ashanti aren't amazing. I'm a huge... You know. I'm pretty sure we listened to that 5 a.m. driving down here, actually. Just saying. But continue.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Parachute Concerts are the kind of executive producers of the event, and they are amazing bookers. And they know what they're doing.
And they know what they're doing. And they like PJ. Yeah. Who doesn't, though? Who doesn't? We're big fans. That's incredible.
Yeah,
so
we're really excited for this summer. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yep.
Breaking news, Fat Joe is coming to Stamford.
Yep.
I'm so excited. That's so exciting. If people want more information, want to follow your podcasts, your socials, all the things, just Hey Stamford.
HeyStamford.com, SummerInThePark.com. Follow me on Instagram at HeyStamford.
And PJ also has a shop, by the way.
Yes.
I love your shop.
Thank you.
Besides the fact that I asked for sweatpants that he said he's not ordering anymore. I specifically asked for these sweatpants. But you do have amazing merch in there.
Thank you.
Love it.
It's been really fun to just showcase Stamford and create a brand out of it. And people really like their Stamford merch.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I do too. Yeah. If you ever decide to bring back sweatpants,
just let
me know.
Sweatpants are coming back.
Are they? Oh, fantastic. Great.
Yeah.
This is the second time I'm going to ask for them in a year. So we'll see if they actually come back. There are times of charm, though. We'll see. If next year it doesn't happen, I'll know. I'll know they're never coming back. But no, really, you got to check out everything Hey Stamford. I mean, the easiest thing is if you want to Google it, you can. But I'm telling you, Hey Stamford, everything. Socials, the website, the podcast, the shop, all of it. And PJ, I so thank you for what you do.
Thank you. I love your show every morning. It's fantastic. I'm excited to be on it for the second year in a row. This is fantastic.
Right? Thank you. Has it only been 2 years that I've had him on? Oh, no, I guess because it was the April Fool's joke that got me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was mad the first year.
New besties.
I was like, we're not ready. I'm not ready for you. But then I regretted it instantly because you're one of the coolest people in Stanford, easily.
Thank you.
Oh, hands down. You know,
and
I love you.
And I got to tell you, you've had some great guests on Soundwater, Stanford Museum, Ferguson Library. I mean, there's some really fantastic people
right?
on the show. Good job.
Like I said, well, I used your website. So, full disclosure, you helped me book it. So, thanks for doing that. Appreciate
you.
PJ, adore you. And Hey Stanford. Definitely check them out. And again, Hey Stanford, literally everywhere. You'll thank me later. We're going to be right back. You are listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this.